Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bite podcast where your host Sarah Peel. This is the podcast where we discuss all things related to entrepreneurship, startups, and the like of running your business and following your dreams. On today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart and something that I sort of have experience with loosely, not exactly the same as what this episode is about, but it's kind of similar during a similar era that's going on. And as you know, this year is 2020, so it's been a year I think a lot of people have been feeling stressed out, concerned, a lot of things that nobody expected to see in their lifetime is going on right now, which is of course the pandemic. I won't name the virus since I know a lot of people and a lot of websites, especially websites where you have media creators and things along those lines, don't like the use of it, so I'm not going to say. But basically we're talking about the pandemic that's going on, which, as you know, for the past few months, I would say at least here in the US since March, we have seen rolling shutdowns, complete shutdowns. The whole world's been infected with this. Not infected, I should say, impacted by this in a lot of different ways and things that nobody expected to see. And with that comes, of course, companies shutting down the doors completely, layoffs and furloughs, which means a lot of people have a lot more free time, which makes people wonder, okay, you know, it's the start of a new decade, we have a lot of free time, maybe they don't have a job they're going to return to, they don't know if they're going to have a job to return to, we don't know if another set of shutdowns are coming quickly upon us as we approach the fall season, when we do see an onslaught of just typical viruses anyhow, and we've already seen a peak in the summertime of this year, so there's a lot of uncertainty going on ahead for this year, but also, of course, the usual uncertainty about whether, hey, should I go ahead and follow my dreams? Should I pursue and create a job for myself? Should I go into business? Should I see if I can do this? See where I can go with my goals and dreams as well as what I want to do? And of course, that comes automatically with its own set of problems and issues and concerns during the regular time, even during a non-emergency time such as what we're seeing currently. So as you can imagine, it's probably a lot worse for people right now who already have the uncertainty, who may not have a job to go back to, people who are desperate to find a way to make money, maybe people who are coming fresh out of college with a degree and they're like, hey, I don't want to go and work for a big corporation or the government, maybe I want to work for myself. So there's a lot of questions and concerns. And since I do sort of have loosely similar story, of course, my story didn't start during the pandemic since this is brand spanking new for this year, but mine was, I started my writing career, my freelance writing business that I had for about 8 years during the time of the Great Recession. So if you remember, if you were adult, old enough to remember, kind of know what I'm talking about, the year 2008, 2009 was essentially a year when there was a lot of uncertainty. We had a huge housing bubble burst. There's a lot of uncertainty because we knew we were approaching an election year, not unlike this year itself. And there was a lot of uncertainty about, oh, we're going to see a huge shift in the nation, in politics, in taxes. There's a lot of stuff that goes with an election, but also the fact that at the time we were kind of living in a falsely inflated bubble for probably about almost 20 years at that time, because essentially there's a lot of stuff that went into the recession, which I'm not going to talk about. This isn't a political podcast, so I don't want to go into that. But I'm sure if you were aware and alive that time and were old enough to kind of remember and know what's going on, you know, it was a time where there's a lot of uncertainty. As I mentioned in the past, I live in Southeast Georgia, so it's a relatively small community and area. I will say when I first started going to work, at the time I was 18 and 19, when I first started going to work about the year before that, there were a lot of jobs. I didn't have a hard time finding a job. There was just seemed to be a lot. And then it just like when the year 2008 hit, it's just like a brick wall popped up. And trying to find a job was next to impossible, especially in a town where most of your jobs are loosely based off of tourism or shopping. So where I live, we are a port city. And with that port comes so much of people buying stuff, stores, warehouses. So when people weren't buying enough, stores were not, unlike currently what's going on, were cutting back on what they were buying. So the ports were less busy. Tourism was declining because people didn't have the money or were not willing to spend money to go to a different place to explore. So we saw a lot of that hurt. A lot of places shut down. Retailers, restaurants, hotels. It wasn't uncommon to see what we're seeing now happen at that time. So a lot of uncertainty in the economy, especially for an economy that is so tightly linked to the state of the economy on a nationwide level. So there was a lot of uncertainty at the time. Now, like I said, I was brand new, perhaps naive, some might say. I would say being naive to a degree was helpful at that point. I'm not saying be naive to choose to be naive, but I do think that naivety was a little bit of a benefit to me in the past. I think I've talked about this in previous episodes. And just trusting myself and knowing and looking about what I could do to make, find a way to make a career for myself. So I went to freelance writing. I've covered this in previous episodes. I will try to link some in my notes. So if you haven't heard this story before, maybe this is the first episode you've ever heard of the show, you can kind of become a little bit more familiar with what I'm talking about. But I went to work for myself, and I had a good couple of years. The first couple, I would say probably first like 3 to 4 years, I was pretty successful. You know, I definitely made money. I had a low overhead. Like I said, I purposely chose an industry where I didn't have a lot of overhead. In the past, as I said, that was a concern of mine. So that's why I purposely went into what I did at the time. So I know how that kind of goes, and the uncertainty and maybe the fear. So I want to talk a little bit about my experience and what I think about right now. So in this day and age and the state of the world that we are in currently, and plus on top of that, it's becoming an election year for the U.S., there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of people probably wondering. They don't know 2 months from now what's going to look like. They don't know if the economy is going to be healthy again. It's going to be strong enough. They don't know. I mean, even look at an example for teachers. Teachers don't even know where the state of their job stands at the moment. And that's a huge thing, because for a long time, a lot of us grew up hearing, oh, be a nurse, be a teacher. There's so much security within that industry. And as we are coming to see, that's not always the case. Things that seem secure in the long term, or what most people would presume to be the long term, isn't always the case. I mean, there are teachers who are at risk of losing their jobs in case that there is a shutdown again and public schools can't open, private schools can't open. Where are these teachers going to go? Yes, they could go ahead and try to be a tutor, or they could go ahead and try to do some of the teaching online, as we've been seeing, which is great and fine. But like I said, those jobs that were once thought to be secure are no longer guaranteed when they think they would be. And that's scary to think about, you know, another lot of uncertainty. And then, like I said, those are jobs that you previously thought were secure. Now you have people who don't even know if they will have a job in 2 months from now, let alone the fact that you're hearing of mass closures of retailers. We're hearing of stores all the time, corporations filing for bankruptcy protection, if not going to full-fledged bankruptcy in the case of a Pier 1. So there's a lot of uncertainty going on into this. And I've seen a couple articles on the internet. I'm not going to name names or anything, but there seems to be a lot of people who are either trying to scare people into not going into entrepreneurship, which is, again, something we do see a lot, unfortunately, of. This isn't uncommon. Even when the economy is in a good, strong, healthy state, there's still people who are going to try to tell you not to do it, put doubts in your mind. It's a very real thing. And if you choose to go into business for yourself, you have to be prepared and expect to know that you will hear that. That's not going to go away. It's probably only going to get louder. So you're just going to have to learn to grin and bear it and just choose to believe in yourself most of all before you choose to believe these other people. But we're seeing people scare that. I've seen some people also talk about, well, as in cases of, let's talk about hairstylists. So a lot of hairstylists and hair, you know, hair people, they work for themselves. They are essentially a independent contractor. They rent a space with a local salon, and that is their own little business they run. And we've heard a couple cases now in different states. I think Texas is one, where they were basically told that they had to shut down during the pandemic no matter what. Even with masks, they weren't allowed to do social distancing rules. So I've seen some people say, well, right now is not a good time to go into business for yourself either because of the government. The government can come in and shut you down. And I can see that being a concern, but I think for a lot of people, you know, especially of the younger generation and older people, I think a lot of people right now, when we're thinking about entrepreneurship, we shouldn't be thinking of starting a physical place, a place that could technically be shut down in case of a pandemic. You really need to think of kind of a resilient business plan or idea. So case in point, you know, completely digital thing. Maybe you could have downloads of something you create and you sell it through an Etsy store that you create, or maybe you're going to offer some kind of class and course you can teach people on. there's a lot of businesses and ways you can have a business where you really don't have an overhead, including that means selling a physical product, holding a physical product, shipping, because there's a lot of issues with shipping even. I mean, there are things that are quite delayed because right now people are online shopping. That's all they can do. Those who choose to have the money and or don't choose, but those who have spare money and people who are bored, or maybe I see a lot of YouTubers right now buying stuff just to talk about on their channel because they can't go out and film maybe an interesting place in an interesting story time or topic, so they choose to buy. So these stores and retailers and shipping companies are seeing Christmas level, essentially, levels of shipments coming through to them. And that's, of course, as you know, around the Christmas season, things get bogged down by that. So as you can imagine, they've been going at this since probably like the month of March or April. So it's even longer than a typical Christmas season for them. And we'll see what it gets as we get closer to that season. That's a lot. So there's those issues too. So there's a lot of concern as well as considerations when you think about this. So what I want to talk about, if you're going to So let's go ahead and back, I guess, back to answer the first question. Is a pandemic a good time or a wise time to go into business for yourself? And my answer is, it depends. You probably may find this surprising, because, like I said, what previously what my story was, I went into business for myself during a recession. And I can understand, as someone who is now, 12 years older than I was at that time, and living more and kind of being more into the business realm and kind of understanding things a little bit better, as well as the fact of this pandemic, I would say one of the first big things you need to consider is, what is your business plan? And is it something that is resilient? Like I said, if you are a hairdresser, is that really a wise thing to get into business right now? Probably not. If you have to deal and interact with people on a personal level, if you need to kind of have word of mouth marketing like that, you probably, and it's not digital, it's probably not a good idea. Now, could you go ahead and have a business that's digital? Then that's probably a better idea for right now. So even if you don't have a business idea that you want digital, maybe you could find another way to kind of work that for yourself, and a digital business plan you can have to make enough money so when or if things open up as they were previously, and there's a little bit more freedom in the way people can move and interact with each other, post-vaccine, whatever that may look like, then you could go ahead and move to that plan that you want to do. But the big question is should you go ahead and look for a job or create a business plan that requires a lot more effort, physical effort, money, product, physical space, physical advertising? No. Digital is probably the only way to go at this point. Just because, again, for the safety of yourself and others, as well as the fact that it's going to be a lot cheaper. And that's another thing to consider. Think about what your budget is like. I know a lot of people right now are struggling financially. That's why there is talks of a second stimulus. Some people are still waiting for the first stimulus if you live in the US. I think Canada has a kind of a stimulus program as well, Japan. So those countries are doing stuff to help out their citizens. So those who do find themselves maybe with a little bit of extra money, that money's not being used, whether they had savings before or what, they might think, okay, how can I invest to make more money? Which is a wise idea. Investing is a good idea. If you're a company or a person who is struggling financially right now and you don't have a lot of free money to put into something, maybe you can try to wait a little bit or find a way to have a business that is going to have be a digital one with very low additional costs to start. So that's why, like I said previously, I chose freelance writing because of the low cost of starting marketing. There was no physical product to be handled. It seemed like a good fit. So something along those lines would be a good idea. Of course, you can be a social media influencer, YouTube. Most people have a computer or a cell phone or a tablet where they can record video. Is it the best quality? No, but to get your foot in the door and get started, do you really need the very best of the best at the moment? I mean, I'm in this podcast for 2 years now and I'm still using a USB headset. I have not invested into a big, nice microphone yet. So, I'm still using my laptop to edit. I use free software to edit as well. I use social media heavily to promote it for free. So, I mean, I'm still going into this with a very low budget myself. So, again, you don't have to need a lot of have a lot of money in order to work for yourself, depending on what you choose to do. So, if you do want to go and work for yourself, choose something at this point with a low startup cost because it would make most sense. And also the fact that I don't even know if it's going to be very easy for people to get approved for loans. I know there's advertisements and there are experts going on the internet saying, oh, right now is a great time, there's low interest rates. But when the economy comes back, are the interest rates going to go up? What kind of contract are you legally signing yourself into? So it's something to think about. Like I said, in a time of uncertainty, something with a very low startup, very low budget is the best way to go from my own experience and from what I've seen others talk about as well. A little bit about marketing. So I know some people might say, okay, well, that's great, Sarah. That gives me hope. But what am I going to do in terms of advertising? Now, again, this day and age, most everything is digital. So even retailers have an online presence that is digital. Social media marketing is huge. As you can see, a lot of people use influencers on Instagram or YouTube, blogs. Those are all great, but maybe you don't have that kind of budget. Maybe you're a little bit shy. You are quite small. You don't feel confident to reach out. So how can you market your products if you do have products, or you're in your services if you're going to offer a service-based type of business? That is a good question. So as I mentioned previously, and I'll link this episode in the notes as well, hashtags are free. People are using them a lot. Be careful about who you're marketing to. Think about who you're marketing to. Who is your customer base? Who is your core base for that? Think about that and then decide, okay, is this what I want to do? Is this, you know, the smart way to go about with this? Am I, you know, using the right hashtags? Like I said, don't be afraid to go on competitors or people who you deem maybe a kind of a competitor or someone or some company you kind of want to model and mold your business plan after. If you want to do that, you should look and see what they're doing on their social media. Like I said, you don't need a huge budget to advertise. Even to this day, I still use free advertising. Do I grow super fast because of that? No, but at the same time, I'm not trying to grow super fast to create a bubble. I want something that is going to be lasting. So that's something else to think. You can pay and inflate, but is that inflation going to actually last for you in terms of, is it getting to people who actually care about what you're offering to them, whether that's a product or a service, or are you only reaching people who can be essentially bought? I mean, that's the question you need to consider in business in general anyhow, but especially in this time and day and age, again, you need to understand that's something to think about. Also, think about your pricing. Like I said, right now there's a lot of people who are financially hurting, unfortunately. People have lost their jobs. People are being furloughed, which means they are being unpaid. There are programs out there for people to go a couple months and not pay their mortgage. There are, in some areas, they're trying to enforce rent forgiveness. Food is an issue. You're hearing of more people applying for even short-term food stamps here in the U.S. So those kind of things are important things to consider as well. Are you pricing it at a point that is good? Maybe you can have an introductory offer to people that's a little bit lower. You know, are you making sure that you are putting it in a price point where A, it's going to be profitable to you, but also it's going to be able to be accessible to a big enough group of possible buyers? That's something that you really need to consider in this day and age, because people are going to be a little bit more choosy with how they spend their money, what they spend their money on. Is that something that they really could use? You know, there's already that minimalistic movement moving forward anyhow, but in a time of pandemic and uncertainty, people get a lot more picky and finicky with how they choose to spend their money. So you need to make sure, A, that you're offering quality, but you're also offering at a price that's accessible, not to a small group, but to a large group. Kind of a mid of the line. Think about like how makeup products or drugstore makeup companies, a lot of times they don't have extreme light colors or extreme dark colors for complexion products. That's because they are trying to reach the majority of who the population is. So you need to start thinking business-wise, like who is your target? Who is your population? What are their budgets looking like? Are they being deeply impacted by a virus, which in this case in point, this virus is so widespread. The pandemic is huge. We're still going into this and possible another round of shutdowns and furloughs. Is that something that, you know, is going to be impacted hugely in case there is a shutdown? Is it a product that people actually absolutely need? is it a life-changing product or service, or is it something that's a little bit more expendable, meaning they could do with or without? And then also, based off of that, if it's something they could technically do without, how are you going to market it to make it look like it is something they can't live without? Is there a way to improve it? Is there a way to make it irresistible to kind of prove to people that there's multiple ways to use this? Is it something they absolutely need? Even if you have a core group of, let's say, supporters and fans or customers, is this something that they're going to continuously want to purchase? Something to think along those lines is like when I think about stores that sell stickers for planners. You know, they're not for everyone, but they a lot of times do have a very core group of people who will continuously buy because there's something they use constantly and regularly, as well as something that they really can't live without, or they choose to not live without because they need to plan their day for a reason. Gives them stress relief. It can let them organize a very busy, hectic schedule that they may have. You know, is there a way that you can make these stickers maybe a little more accessible to people who maybe not be so busy in this time of a pandemic? You know, can you have a service that could really be helpful to a small, mid-sized company that might be struggling? You know, think about these things if you're going to go into business for yourself. Because, like I said, you need a business that is resilient, something that is going to be accessible for a large group of the population, so you have kind of a movable room as well as a room for a bigger group of possible customers and consumers of yours. And think about, you know, is this something that is going to require a lot of financial gain or financial loss for me in terms of, like, is it a product I have to buy? Is it something I have to worry about being shipped? Is it something I have to import into the country that I live in, etc.? And take it from there and figure out. But the number one thing is just know that in the time of pandemic, it's really not that much different than when it's not a pandemic, meaning that yes, you can go ahead and start a business for yourself, but make sure you're starting one that's going to be resilient to the economic climate and state across the world, as well as something that is really going to be useful to a majority of the population, as well as at an accessible price that can be fit into a lot of people's budgets in this time. And then think about how you can use social media to your benefit, maybe free hashtags. You know, you can, if you have friends who have bigger followings, you know, reach out a couple smaller influencers, things along those lines to help you get your brand out there without you having to put a lot of money in. Like I said, you know, loans, I don't really advise them in general anyhow, because I just don't think they're a smart way to fund a business and get started. There's a lot of, you know, ifs and buts, as well as just not a lot of certainty. And in this day and age right now, that's super true, with probably banks probably going to be hit pretty hard next if there is a second shutdown as well. Because I can see a lot of people at that point moving their money out of their banks, and banks will start freaking out. So pick something that you can do with zero to low start costs, something that's resilient, something that a lot of people could use and want at a price point that they can use, and something that won't be too difficult to market and get out there, particularly a service type of industry at this moment, is probably the best way to go. And with that being said, that's all I have, so I will catch you next week. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. That is at MVR00. Also, you can check out the website, entrepreneurbyte.com. And if you are a business or a personal entrepreneur story and you want to be featured in an upcoming episode, I do now have the feature where you can book your time with me to be interviewed and talk about your product, service, your story maybe, on the website, entrepreneurbyte.com. So please check that out. And of course, if you have any questions or concerns or suggestions, or maybe you just want to talk business a little bit, entrepreneurship, you can always contact me either through my website or through Twitter. And until next time, I will see you then.